Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my six decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't mind us, we're playing through. Here's Froggy and Wacker.
Welcome to another edition of the Playing Through Podcast. You know, sometimes in life, I know I sat around and drew on shoes, but I didn't turn it into a profession. Some people turn things that they love into a job, and that's what we're doing today. Talking to Rolly, you may follow him on Instagram, Nomad Customs, and that's exactly what he does. He customizes shoes. My co-host, Brian Wacker, also has done an interview with him in Golf Digest Magazine. Real quick, if you want to reach out to us at any time, at Froggy Radio or at Brian Wacker One. So, Wacker, how exactly did you find out about Rolly and this amazing business that he's created?
Well, it's a wild story, right? And the backstory anyway is wild. You know, custom golf shoes is sort of become kind of a thing lately. I mean, last year we had Brooks Koepka wearing the Nike Off-Whites, and that was like this big deal that sort of became this viral thing online because you've got a bunch of, you know, middle-aged golf writers asking Brooks Koepka about his shoes. You know, Brooks in his 20s, 29 years old, and, you know, he's got these Off-Whites that have the zip tie on them and don't really look like golf shoes. And what he did was basically Brooks had an Off-White shoe, a golf sole put on them so he could wear them during the Tour Championship. So anyway, this thing, as often is the case, sort of goes viral on social media. But it really spoke to a larger issue that, you know, we've seen custom golf shoes popping up more and more. I remember seeing Justin Thomas at an event, and he had some FootJoys that were customized for an event he played in for the Bahamas.
Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, Ricky Fowler, of course, had some really cool ones the last couple of years at Bay Hill that honored Arnold Palmer. So it's sort of become this thing, and we've seen it in other sports, right? We've seen it in baseball. We've seen it in basketball.
Football with cleats.
Yeah, exactly. Football. I mean, guys in other sports, you know, there's a lot of sneakerheads out there, and that's kind of what some of this young crop of golfers has become. And so that's enter Rolly Padron. And here's a guy who's living in Miami, caddying at a golf club, but has always been into shoes. And, you know, the way this speaks to the power of social media. So he kind of posted some designs and was caddying one day at a golf club in Miami. Gets Ray Allen as Loop, a basketball Hall of Famer. So Ray was wearing a pair of Jordan golf shoes that hadn't even been released to the public. They sort of bonded over both being sneakerheads, and Rolly just suggested to him at one point during the round, says, hey, you know, I'd love to show you some of the work I do in customizing golf shoes. And it goes from there. So Ray takes a look at it eventually, loves what he sees, and boom, the next thing you know, Ray tells his friends tell their friends, and the thing starts to just mushroom from there. And the next thing you know, Rolly Padron is become a thing, right? He's designing golf shoes for Ricky Fowler, players on the President's Cup teams.
So, Rolly, how exactly do you start drawing on shoes? Is it a case of, like, for me, example, when I was in school, I'd get bored, I'd draw my new shoes, my dad would want to kick my ass. How does this start?
Of course. Pretty much the same way. I mean, I get bored in school, always into art, always into sports. And back then, you know, the sneaker world is nothing like it is today. The sneaker drops would come, they were very spread out. My parents would only buy me a pair of sneakers once a year, and you'd beat the shit out of them. You know, you'd wear them till the soles were almost gone.
Right.
And like I said, I've always been into art, and I would always do something to my shoe just to set it apart. So like that's kind of where it started for me, designing shoes. It wasn't a big deal, but I just remember every time I did it, you know, friends that were into sneakers would notice right away.
Right.
So that's kind of something that always was like, oh, you know, I got something that you don't, you know?
So give us the laundry list of people that now it goes from you drawing on your sneakers in school to now you have become, safe to say, friends or buddies or text partners with, I'm sure, a laundry list of guys you've done shoes for.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I think the first big one was Ricky Fowler. I mean, I did some Arnold Palmer shoes for him. Puma had reached out to me, I think it was 3 years ago, to pay tribute to Palmer at Bay Hill. That got a ton of attention. Ricky loved the shoes. I mean, that's probably the first one, the first big PGA shoe that I did. Then, of course, I did some shoes for Brooks Koepka for the U.S. Open. Done work for Bubba Watson, you know, Patrick Reed. Gosh, Phil Mickelson. Let's see, who else? Cameron Champ. You know, Bryson DeChambeau. There's so many guys. Yeah, it's crazy. It's been a crazy ride.
Now, is there anybody that you haven't done work for yet, but you're dying to do work for in the future?
The GOAT, man.
I know the answer to this. I know where he's going with it.
The GOAT. He is the GOAT of all GOATs. Listen, of all GOATs, he is the GOAT, and that really would be like an honor to do shoes, have Tiger Woods send you shoes. Do you have a design in mind of what you would want to do for him? Would you do like, would you put goats on him?
I might. I don't know how Tiger would feel about it. You know, Tiger's a low key kind of guy. You know, he does rock the red on Sunday. That's probably as brash as Tiger gets, you know, but, you know, I have no idea. It'd have to be a Sunday shoe for sure.
Do you like being self-employed, or is this something you would like to, you know, a lot of people start a business, they sell it to a big conglomerate, and they end up being a consultant, or they work for the big conglomerate. Do you like it the way it is, or would you like to eventually take this and work for, say, Nike, or work for Puma, or work for FootJoy? Or?
Well, I kind of have the freedom to do that now. You know, I'm not exclusive to anyone. So I guess I'd have to answer that by saying that I like it the way it is now. I like working for myself. You know, collabing with those brands is always great. But it is also something that I have thought of growing at some point. Now it's grown, at least for me, to the point where I do have to think about that, where I do have to think about expanding the business.
Yeah, I mean, you're a business of one man. I know I read in Wacker's article in Golf Digest that you do employ an assistant to kind of help you start the stripping process. So how does it work? So let's say, for example, Ricky Fowler wants you to do a pair of shoes. They ship you the shoes, and then you start the process from there?
Yeah, they'd have the shoes directly sent to me. We kind of toss some ideas back and forth. You know, if they have an inspiration for an upcoming event, you know, whatever the event theme is, and I go back and forth with them on designs. And once it's approved, you know, once they run it by Ricky, you know, I start going in on the shoe. And you kind of mentioned, you know, the stripping and the prep work, which is really what I have. A buddy of mine comes over and, you know, he gives me a hand with that. And once that's done, then it's just, then that's when the art happens. You know, that's when the magic starts. And I mean, there's nothing like it. You know, when the finished product is, when it's all done and I see the guy, whoever it is, you know, rocking it in a tournament, and I see it on TV or I see it in social media and pictures, you know, it's an awesome feeling, man. I can't describe it. It never gets old. It's kind of like your baby, you know. You put so much time and effort into it,
right?
And once you see it on TV, man, it's like, wow, it's pretty freaking awesome.
Of all the ones you've done, do you have a favorite pair or a favorite job that you've done that still sticks out in your mind? Is like, holy shit, I can't believe I pulled that off.
Man, there's so many. There's so many. I mean, there's one job in particular that still blows me away, and that just happened a few months ago. I did a pair for Barack Obama. Actually, I did two pairs for Barack Obama for his birthday, and that was through Ray Allen. You know, Ray Allen is kind of the guy that got me on the map, per se. And he just wanted to gift Obama for his birthday something unique. I mean, what do you get the president, you know, or the ex-president? And, you know, from my understanding, he loved the shoes. You know, Ray said that he was just blown away by it. And that's kind of something that, you know, it's hard to top that.
Broly, what was, you mentioned, you know, seeing him on TV, seeing him on social media, seeing him on the feed of guys like Ricky Fowler, Brooks, you know, hearing the reaction of former President Barack Obama. What's your, you know, what was like the first shoe that you saw somewhere publicly, be it online, be it on TV, that really kind of, you're like, wow, that it was like that it moment for you? What do you remember, what the first time you saw that, what that shoe was and what that experience was like?
So early on, like, you know, it wasn't always heavy golf. Like, I would say the last 3.5 years, I kind of shifted to golf, mainly golf. In the early days, when I started the business, I did a lot of baseball cleats. So I did a lot of stuff for the MLB players. I did some work for some of the Marlins guys. And Miami pitcher Jose Fernandez, who passed, he kind of was the first baseball player, one of the first baseball players to wear my work. And you know, I'd never forget, you know, going down there to Marlins Park, delivering the shoes and watching him pitch in the shoes. And that was the first, like, really wow moment for me. You know, I was scared as shit that the paint was going to come off. You know, like, I didn't know what to expect. Even though I had done the trial and error on my own shoes, it's still, you know, that moment you're all nervous and you're freaking out. So that was probably one of those wow moments.
And you're a baseball guy. I mean, you grew up in South Florida. You played a lot of sports when you were a kid, but you were a huge baseball fan. I know that just had to be memorable to have, here's your hometown team, one of the star players, and he's got your shoes on.
Yeah.
That you designed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild, man. He was Cuban. I'm from Cuban parents, you know, born and raised in Hialeah. So definitely into baseball all my life. And that was huge, man. That was huge. And he was a superstar, you know, he wasn't just, he was an ace.
How long does it take you to do a pair of shoes? Like, say somebody ships you a pair of shoes just for shits and giggles. On a Monday, you get them. How long, how many hours, man hours, does it take from the stripping process to the design process to actually finished and the shoes on the way back to the person?
You know, it all varies, but in perfect conditions where I know exactly what I'm doing and the design and everything is set, it shouldn't take more than 8 hours, you know, 6 to 8 hours, just to let the paint set, you know, and have it detailed and whatnot. So more or less a day.
Do you create the designs or do you get a little input from the person whose shoes they are?
So sometimes guys are very specific with what they want. Other times they're like, hey, do your thing. You know, we love your work. You know, anything that you do is cool. So like, again, that varies. I think the easiest one is when I have the design, you know, when someone knows exactly what they want. It's a little different than someone saying, well, do anything. You know,
right.
that's kind of like, well, do anything. I mean, that makes it a little more difficult.
Right.
You talked about sort of the early process of it, right? You had some maybe that didn't turn out. You had to go buy, you know, or go get another pair of those shoes, because obviously you don't want to go back to the client and say, hey, I need another pair of shoes. I screwed these up.
Right.
So what was sort of the funniest or most memorable or maybe the toughest shoe that you know?
I think what he's asking is, what's the biggest fuck up you've made so far?
Exactly.
Yeah. And what did you do to go get the, like, was it hard to get the shoe again?
eBay. You eBay it, man. So what I did was, So I got a little too happy with my heat gun, trying to dry the paint a little too quick, and I burnt a hole in the side of a shoe. It was just some guy on social media who reached out and he wanted me to do a pair of Tiger Woods shoes, and it was the white Masters edition shoes. So these were limited edition shoes, and yeah, man, I had the hardest time locating the size and the shoe. But yeah, I burnt the hole right through the plastic, right through, like, it caught, like, literally was smoking in my room. And so yeah, I learned quickly that the heat gun doesn't play.
Now, is your wife on board with the business? Like, she's all in?
Totally.
She's totally, totally all in.
She's, oh man, she without her, shit, I would have quit 20 times already. You know, without her support, like, she's, you know, from right from the get-go, she was like, you know what, you're an artist. You know, we were in a bad situation. I mean, we were living with the in-laws. So if that's not bad enough, and I was looking for a job, you know, meantime, I was still a caddy at LaGorse. So even after I did work for Ray Allen, you know, the business didn't just boom right after. It was a slow process to get to where I am today. But there were many times where I wanted to quit. She's like, you can't, you know, you can't, you're building something, you know, you have talent, you know, and I didn't believe in myself. I really did not think that this was going to go anywhere. I didn't believe in the product. And even though I would hear it from guys like Ray Allen, you know, Ray was one of the first also to say, you know, people need this, you know, golf shoes are boring. And he was right. You know, when I started playing golf back in 97, when Tiger blew up, picked up the game when I was 21, I remember saying, God, like, golf shoes are boring, right? You know, coming from someone who like collected sneakers as a kid, you know, my like I said, my mom would buy me one pair of sneakers and it was like $100 sneakers, you know, cause she wanted them to last the whole year. So I was very much into sneakers, and I just remember thinking, God, like, golf shoes are boring. Golf shoes are just, you know, you get black, white, or you get white with a brown saddle.
Oh.
So yeah. So like one of my very first creations on a golf shoe, when I started the business, and posting on Instagram, was I merged a Jordan 3 with a Tiger Woods shoe. And I just remember everywhere that I went, every golf course that I played, you know, usually the golf cart guys, you know, you got young kids, man, I just, like, I'd break their necks. Like, they couldn't stop looking at my shoes. And I said, man, there's something here. This is special, you know? And that's kind of what keeps me going, man. Just the, expressing yourself, you know, players love to express themselves, especially nowadays, you know, their fashion. And that's kind of, I think I had a lot to do with the culture. This is the golf footwear shifting in the direction that it is today. You know, I think I have heavily influenced a lot of the brands with my art.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. I mean, it's clearly golf has moved in a more athletic athlete direction. We obviously saw it with Tiger Woods, and then of course he inspired this entire generation of guys that we've got now who really could have played other sports and did play other sports, Brooks Koepka, Tony Finau, etc. But I'm fascinated by the fact, despite the success, I guess, like a true artist, you sort of doubted yourself, but yet here you are, you're getting texts from guys like Ken Griffey Jr. when you're laying in bed with your wife at like 1 a.m. I mean, what is that experience like? And how understanding is she when, you know, your phone's blowing up in the middle of the night, you know, with somebody who wants, man, you know, be it Andre Agassi or Ken Griffey?
She's all for it, man. she's all for it. But yeah, that's kind of wild. I mean, I don't even remember how. I don't think I ever asked Ken Griffey how he got my number. But yeah, it was kind of like a direct message, like, hey, you know, I want to do some work. I want to do some golf shoes. And here's Ken Griffey, you know, one of my idols growing up, obviously baseball player, the kid, the swag. And yeah, like that was another one of those moments. You know, I actually drove up to Orlando to hand deliver the shoes because, I mean, I just wanted to meet the guy, you know?
That's cool.
So sure enough, like, yeah, we met at an Outdoor World of all places, like a parking lot of the Outdoor World, and delivered the shoes to him personally. And, you know, same with Agassi. I mean, Agassi's another one of those, you know, from my time, you know, those are like the
the giants back then, you know, Agassi, Griffey, Jordan, Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson's another guy that I did work for last year, which blows my mind too.
I've got to ask, and I know it's a little shallow to ask this, but what does it cost? Like, and I know it doesn't. I know it does not include the shoes. You obviously buy the shoes, you ship them, and you'll obviously not just do them for celebrities. You'll do them for anybody. But what is the average cost after I purchase the shoe?
Again, design is everything. How much or how little you want on the shoe, but it can start from $500 and up. You know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly how much it is, but the average is about $500.
About $500. And then are you doing as many as you can do, or are you looking to do more, or are you looking to hire people because it is getting expansive?
No, I'm definitely not doing as much as I could, but that, like, again, that's something that we are working on to expand, to grow the business so that I can get out and do more work for common guys, you know, just guys like me and you, you know, just regular guys, not tour players,
right,
or celebrities per se. I would love to be able to do more work, definitely.
What's the craziest request you've had so far? What's the craziest thing somebody's asked you to do on a shoe?
Man, I think the craziest is Ray Allen wanted me to do a rainbow shoe on a Jordan 11. And I remember him, you know, making the request and me thinking, like, how in the world is Ray Allen going to pull off a rainbow shoe? Like, from the front all the way to the back. Like,
right.
He wanted me to fade every single color into this one, into this one section on the shoe. And I was able to do it. And sure enough, you know, there's no one like Ray. He can pull off a look, man. He matched it, and he looked great. It was for his tournament on South Beach that he has every year.
You know, you talked a lot about Ray Allen. Obviously, he's been a huge part of this story. I want to know who wins when you guys play golf.
Oh,
Ray, you're pretty good. Don't undersell yourself.
No, I know somebody you play golf with, Rolly. He says you're really good. I actually know Ronnie, who you play golf with. He says you're pretty damn good.
I don't play as much as I used to, but when I have played with Ray, this is something that I tell my buddies, you know, when they ask me what's it like to play with him. I think what stands out the most about playing with him in particular is the intense focus that he has when he stands over the golf ball. And it's almost as if he's standing on the free throw line, shooting free throws to win the game. The intensity that you feel, I can't even explain it. Like, the guy's mental toughness, and I think that's why he's so good at golf also, is because, you know, you kind of have to block everything out and focus on the moment and the shot. It's awesome. It's awesome to play with the guy. He's super long. You know, he's a stick as well, and he plays. He plays all the time.
All right, Cirilli, I got a question, and I know that Wacker's going to get on my ass about this, but I know Wacker's a huge Canes fan. I'm guessing you're a Canes fan as well, correct?
I sure am.
If I sent you a pair of shoes, would you have a problem designing a pair of Florida Gator shoes?
Not at all, man. Not at all. I mean, I might throw up a little bit inside my mouth, you know, while I'm doing it, but I'm gonna give you the baddest Florida Gators shoes that you've ever seen.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, the Canes are having a down time, and the Gators are really playing pretty well. So this is the time,
dude, man. All I can say is we're as low. I mean, when you lose to FIU, pretty much at home, you know, that's as low as it gets, man.
That's low.
Yeah,
man.
I'm happy for you.
You
can't get any worse.
No. Oh, no. See, now, you see, Wacker, he said he's happy for the Gators. See, now that, that's a good guy.
I am, man.
He's a nice guy.
I'd love to face the Gators when you guys are doing good, you know? It's kind of like you guys playing us when we suck, you know? Right. It's not the same.
Yeah, it was crazy last year.
You want to battle.
Yeah, I mean, we played last year, and it was a very close game. I thought we were both going to have really good years, and our years went two different directions.
Yep, it sure was, man. I think that game in particular set the tone for the Canes this year. You know, had we won that game, it might have been a little different.
Rolly, congratulations on your business. Congratulations, number one, to your wife for keeping you focused and keeping you going. And, I mean, here's a self-made guy. You started drawing on your shoes like much of us do, and instead you have now turned it into a pretty lucrative business. Congratulations. What's the best way If somebody wants to get in touch with you, they want to get some shoes done, they want to read about you, they want to see your work, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
So they can DM me or email me. Email is nomadcustomkicks@gmail.com. And my handle is @nomad_customs on Instagram. Just message me, and we'll get something started.
Good deal, man. Congratulations. Thank you so much. I'll definitely be in touch about a pair of Gator kicks. I just don't want to – I don't want to see – you know, sometimes we found out later now, you look at these Disney covers and they, like, hit a penis or somewhere in there. I don't need some hidden you in my Gator shoe.
Well, I can't promise you anything, but you're just going to have to take a microscope to that shoe and find it.
Good deal, man. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good one, man. You guys take care, man.
You too. Later. Bye-bye.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.